We're continuing with Hilchos Pesach, Siman, Tuf, Ayin, Gimel. We are up to Sif Hey. We're going through the various halachas now of Maror. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Hey, Elu Yirakos Sheyotze Behem Yidei Chavasa. The following are a list of vegetables that a person could fulfill his obligation of eating Maror. Chazeres, Ulshin, Tamcha, Charchavina, Perish Mine Asavim Marim, Maror. Okay, I'm not going through what all these different things are, but something bitter. These are five things listed. We don't even know what all of them necessarily are. But the Mishnah Berurah points out in Siv Katan Lamed Dalid, Perish Mine Asavim Marim, that has to some type of grass that's bitter. Akulakai. This Ramaz comment is really referring to all of them, that all the Minim of Mara have to be somewhat bitter. Akulakai, Mishum She'enanu Yodin Bibeiru Ezehem Bilshonena. We don't really know. We can't really match up what each item is. L'cha kasa b'der klal, generally speaking, akula she'em Minim Marim, things that are bitter. V'kasu achorim. Shetamcha hu chrein, that's the chrein that we eat, that white stuff that's very, very sharp. And bilshonenu, that's in our language, the chrein. V'al chazeres kasav achok Yaakov v'chein nechacham tvi. What's chazeres? Shumash anu korin salat and salad. So romaine lettuce would be considered chazeres, and this other item would be considered a chrein. So that's why most seder tables will have both chrein and the lettuce. So and the footnote here in 47 in the Dirshu, the Chazon Ish was his custom was to eat chrein. He would eat chrein there, but when chrein wasn't available, I guess it happened sometimes. So then he would eat lettuce, bitter lettuce, instead. Now there are those who like to have both. In my house, I have both. I have the chrein and I have the lettuce. Now there's a machlokus. What's the best way to eat the lettuce and the chrein together? So some say you should eat them together. B'yachad, this way you have the right amount of shear. It's hard to get a kazayis of chrein in, but we'll speak about the shear exactly. So you have lettuce, and then you'll have the chrein, the bitter taste. So that's what many do. But it's brought down here as well. Others argue and say, no, if you have them together, so then if one of them is not one of the minim, because we don't really know what the right min is, so then if the tam is strong, it might be mevatel the other one. If they're both minim of maror, so then it's fine. But in case one of them is not the right min, it might be mevatel, and therefore it's better to have them separately. So what I do in my house, for me personally, I eat lettuce, I have a shear of lettuce, and then afterwards I have the chrein, a little piece, I probably don't have a kazayas of it, but I have enough to certainly make me my eyes tear. Just to get the idea of the bitterness, right?
But you're not fulfilling
the shear. Correct. Most likely a lot. But we'll see the shear. We'll have to define when you're having the chrein. You have the smallest shear of kazayis, because to have a big piece of that's pretty much dangerous. So we'll get to that when we get to the shear, I guess. But just to get the element of bitterness, because the lettuce to me is no element of bitter.
It just says the vegetable. It doesn't say whether it's the leafy part.
Yeah, we're going to get to that right now. Very good. So the Mechaber says further now, V'yotzin be'alin shalahen v'klachan. You can be yotze either with the leaves or with the stalks. Avalo b'sharish, but not with the roots. Now the roots are something we're not going to really come across the roots. If you have the big white chrein, so the green part, those would be, I guess those are on the roots.
No, it's the roots of the lettuce, probably.
I'm not sure which roots they are, but if you look at the, he explains down here, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Lamed Vav. She said, "Perish shirashim katan hamispatzlim lekan lekan." There are roots that really spread out betachdiso o betzadav in the side or below it. We're not seeing those things. Aval shorash agadol shebo, the large stalk, not the root, but the large stalk shebo omin hayark hu akelach. That's the stalk that is in the center of the each leaf of lettuce. That is what the kelach we're referring to in the Bechaber. You can be yotze.
You have the big root of.
The
horseradish,
but that looks
like a tooth, whatever.
There's
little roots that come out of.
Okay, so those things are not part of the shear. Okay. In our Medina, we don't have really other types of these maros. What's been practiced apparently where the Chavetz Chaim lived in Raden, they would have chrein. The Yesh Lizar. No, that's the chrein. That's the white stuff. Yeah. The yesh lezaher shelo lechel also kishu shalom. A person has to be very careful not to eat it when it's whole, because that's very dangerous. Shekimat hu sakana vein bo mitzvah. If you eat so much of the chrein, it's dangerous to eat so much of the chrein. That gets involved in the shear. Shemachmas harifuso hu mazik gadol. V'lachein, it's very dangerous. V'lachein, therefore, tzarech lefaro, you have to cut it, crumble it, al rib aizen, which is some type of a grater. V'lahamido kach megula v'az mefik harifuso. Grind it and let it be exposed to the air, and over time it's going to lose its potency by the time the Seder comes along. So then he says further. All right, let's just get there. The gra hinhig shlol lefara also kodem biyasa mibeis knesses. He's makbid not to do to cut it up earlier. Kidei shlo yafik atam. He doesn't want to lose the flavor. Da'az eini yosebov. You don't feel that if you're not crying, then you're not fulfilling the obligation. Ella yafara also acher biyaso. You should, after you come home, that's when you should start cutting up the marah. V'yichasenu ad haschalas haseder, and keep it sealed until you've begun the Seder. However, Chal Pesach v'Shabbos, which is not relevant this year, yifara osam mibod yom, you can't, there's an isser of a tochein on Shabbos, so you can't grind it on Shabbos, so then what you should do is, yifara osam mibod yom, you should cut it up and grind it Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tif, yaniach b'kli v'yichasenu ad haschalas haseder. Then you should seal it up. And then later on, you know, they're going back to that regular yantiv now. And then when you come home from shul, then you could spread it out over the Seder plate in the right area where it says maror. And then it will lose some of its potency. And then you can measure it out and have the proper kazayas. So now he's saying after it's lost some of its potency, you can measure out the proper kazayas. But again, we'll have to get to the din of what exactly is a kazayas of this chren. So that's what's spoken of. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says should be practiced, having the chren. Okay. Let's go weiter now in the Mechaber. Mechaber writes back on top now. Again, we said Yotzen ba'alim shalahen b'klachen, with either the leaf or with the stalk of al lo b'shorish, but not with those roots. Ela shibaalin ein yotzen elam kein heim lachim, that the leaves are only good for the chiv if they are still moist. Uveklachim yotzen bein lachim bein yivashim, if the stalks, if they're moist and even if they dry out, you could still fulfill the chiv with the stalks because it still has some flavor, a bitter flavor to the stalks even after they're yuvashim, they're dry. Aval lo kvushim lo shlukin lo muvushalim. They shouldn't be soaked, they shouldn't be cooked, they shouldn't be anything where you're going to alter, it shouldn't be pickled, it shouldn't be done any process where it's going to alter the flavor. The chulam mitzdarfin, the kazayas, all the different medium of kazamara that we mentioned, even though we don't really know any of the other than two, we know the chrein and the lettuce, but they could all be mitzdarif. Shehu hashira shalahem, to whatever the kazayas is, you could combine them together. So that's why some have lettuce and the chrein together, but then you have that concern that maybe one of them is not the right mint, then your one's being mevatel the other. But if we knew which the medium were, so then in theory, one can combine them all together in one eating to one shir. And then it says, V'ikra mitzvah b'chazeres. But what is the best way to fulfill the chiyuv is with chazeres. What's chazeres, says the Mishnah Berurah now. It seems to be somewhat of a steer here. He says, b'chazeres, shehu zeicha l'shibud Mitzrayim. This is supposed to remind us of the slavery. Shehu tchilas arach v'levasov kasha. That started off very soft and easy, and in the end it got much harder. V'cheinu gamkein teva chazeres. Apparently that's the way chazeres at first, shetchila masuk. It tastes a little sweet. But so far, Mar, it has an aftertaste that's bitter. That's the idea here. So this is not chrein, though. So before, Mishnah Berurah says the practice was to have chrein, but now the Mechaber is suggesting to have chazeres. So now, what is chazeres? Let's see a little bit further.
Mishnah Berurah said that
maybe
they didn't have
chazeres. Ah, exactly. So Pashas is our romaine lettuce is probably not really the chazeres because our lettuce doesn't really have much of a bitter flavor.
Does it mean that it has a bitter flavor when you begin eating, a sweet flavor when you begin eating it, and a bitter aftertaste? Or does it mean when the plants are young, they're more bitter, and when they're more mature, when they're young, they're sweeter, and when the plants are more mature, they're bitter?
I think it refers to the way it it's flavored. You're referring to Gemara and Brachos, I believe, about the, about, what was that item called?
56.
No, that radish is the, I forget the name of it, but either way, something that starts, it grows,
the
caper, not the caper, it's the same daf of the tzlaf, it's something else though, it's daf lamid vav, but anyway, that area there, so, but I think this is meant to be, it's sweet, and then later on, when after you chew it, it becomes bitter. I remember a number of years ago, there's someone in Hawaii walking around. He apparently found this type of lettuce. He's giving everybody a taste of it, and it started off like very nice. I didn't taste it, but others said it started off like in a nice flavor, and then the aftertaste was a very bitter flavor. But this wasn't part of Masorah, so it could be a nice thing to be Yotze, but we don't have any. We lost Masorah kind of for that lettuce, it seems. Ezra, you had something to say?
This is 56. My version, he said that it was
the Oh, the way it grew. Okay, very good. Okay, here. Oh, so according to where he said the way it grows, what you were saying, first it grows sweet, and then after it stays on the growing further, then it begins to get bitter. Okay, so the Mishabura says further, now, V'chatsuv achronim, the achronim write, D'afilu hu biyokir k'tas yoser mishar mara, even if it's more expensive than other types of mara, gam ke nachal lahadir achrav, you should really seek after this chazeres. Achein kasru, they write, shebim min chazeres hainu salatin, it's the salad that we refer to, then matzim ma'od bimei pesach toloyim ketanim, little worms and bugs, sheinam nikarim lechalushi ayin, those who don't know, who are not trained properly, are not going to be able to see the lettuce well. Kain misha ein lo anashim nuchadim bali yira shivdekenu karoi, if you don't have the proper people checking lettuce, and this holds true not only pesach night, this holds true throughout the year. You go to a certain restaurant, you have to know who the mashgiach is. So tov yoser likach tamcha, that's why it's better to have chrein, because there are no issues of bugs with chrein. Afshu shlishi lefi aseda, even though chrein is only number 3 in the list of a priority of maror, hashem shnuyim ki chalila hikasha balav mishum kim aseder banim. So it's not worth it. Fulfill the mitzvah of eating maror derabanan and violate isurei deraisa along the way. Obviously, ubefrat she'efshe l'kaim shem aidei tamcha. And certainly, when you can really get both the tamcha and avoid all the issues. So that explains why the Mishabura says the custom was to have chrein where he lived, because there are so many bugs with the lettuce. And now nowadays we have expert checkers, and we have different bodek lettuces, and wherever you might go, so that you could trust there, if it's a Yir Shemaim, you could trust them that there are no bugs and fulfill the chiyuv with lettuce. But again, it's a very kedai to really eat both the lettuce and the chrein as well.
You can combine the shirim.
What?
You can rely on combining the shirim.
You can rely. It's machlokas. It's much easier just to have the lettuce, have the shear of the lettuce, and it's very easy. And then afterwards, have some chrein just to be able to say that.
I mean, I really like what you said. What do you say, though? Like,
the aspect of it being bitter.
But if, like you said, though, if that's the mitzvah, then you didn't do the mitzvah.
Unless you eat a
kazayis of chrein. No, the lettuce...
You don't get any additional mitzvah for having the chrein after the lettuce.
No additional mitzvah, but you...
So what's
you get to your children.
No.
What do you gain by doing that?
You just feel additional bitterness.
There's no mitzvah.
The Mishabura did chrein. The ideal is to have lettuce, that's number one. But again, it is brought down that there are those, it's not me, the Aruch HaShulchan said, Yesh Nogin, to have both meanim. So look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he might explain a little further what the Indian is.
The question is whether he says to have Kazayis of both.
Exactly, to be honest, both. You have to look at the Aruch HaShulchan, yeah. Okay. Back to the Mechaber now. The Shulchan Aruch writes on top that, again, Vim Ein Lo Chazeres, if you don't have lettuce available, or you can't, it's infested with bugs, so you can't eat the lettuce. So then, Yachzor Acha Rishon Kefi Haseder Shem Shnuyim. So this submission to Mishnah and Pesachim, listing the 5 types of maror. So if you can't find the lettuce, or then you go according to the way it's presented in the Mishnah, that order in the Mishnah. So then the Rama writes,
why would you use the lettuce again if there's a problem with bugs? Let's say
you wouldn't. If there's a problem, you wouldn't eat.
I'm saying you're always Yotze with the tamcha. Yeah.
But there's a Shulchan, the Mishnah Berurah says, the idea of Chazaris is the mitzvah. That's the best thing, the Chazaris, the Gemara says also.
We don't know what it is.
They're saying here that it's lettuce. Okay, Rama writes now, Vim ein lo echa me'li yirakos, let's say you have none of the 5 maras listed in the Mishnah. So then yikach la'ana osha yarak mar. Yana must be some type of bitter herb. So you have something that's bitter, and then you fulfill your obligation that way. Fine. That's the whole discussion of Mara. So we know lettuce, chrein, and we'll get to the shirim of a kazayis, hopefully next week. So then Rama writes, v'charoses yase av. You should make the charoses that we dip into. It should be very thick. and points out in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Zayin Yase Av V'Yaseu Me'erv Yomtiv. It should be made prior to Yomtiv. V'Im Shachach Mutal Asosu B'Yomtiv. If you forgot, so then you could do it in Yomtiv as well. But there might be an issue of a lush, of kneading together different items. You have wine, which is a liquid, and then you have apples or nuts. So it might be some level of lush, but kedai, it's better to really do it before Yomtiv, but if not, you can do it on Yomtiv itself.
Why would that be a problem on
Yomtiv? Of lush? We don't say lush is allowed on Yomtiv, I think. I don't think so. You have to do bishino, I think, even on Yomtiv. But I don't hear that din by lush doesn't exist. It exists by bora and by token. I don't think it exists by lush. Normally with lush you have to do shasi ve'er of the halacha is, you have to do a crisscross type of pattern. So I'm not sure why he doesn't mention this here. It could be, I'm not sure why it's not mentioned here. But he says the Erev Yantif is the ideal time. If not, you could do it on Yantif. L'chari means b'shinoi, I think. Okay, then the Rama writes that you should make the charoses very thick. Zeichelatit, to remind us of the cement. V'acharkach, afterwards, nosnin bo ma'at chomet o yain adam. You should place some vinegar or some red wine in it as well. And then the osim acharoses mi peros shenim shlu vahem yisrael. It should be made of fruit, typically apples used. Others is that, well, other fruits maybe also are being used. But the reason is because since Bnei Yisrael are compared to fruit in a number of places, psukim and shiashirim, so we have fruit as well. And kigon tapuchim, apples he gives, te'enim, figs, agozim, rimonim, shkedim, different types of nuts, and pomegranates. Vinosa love tavlin, you put some spices in them. Kigon kinnamon, which is cinnamon, or vizangable, which is ginger. Hadomim latevin, which is similar to the straw that was used. That's how like the cinnamon grows on these stalks. Shayim megablin bohatit, that's how they would used to stir the cement, I guess, with these pieces of straw. Alright, so that's what the charos is supposed to remind us of the cement that was used, and that's why we have all these different types of ingredients. Now Mechaber writes in Sivav, Nota yadav letarach tibul rishon, a person washes his hands for the first dipping, v'lo yivarech al natila, but he does not recite a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Nun Aleph letarach tibul rishon, kimo shemefurash v'holech, as he's about to explain. Vatam, the reason for this, is the chol davar shetibul b'mashke, tarach netila u'kedil el b'simin kuf nun ches. This is a general halacha, that whenever a person's dipping a food item, lav dafka fruit, but food, into one of the shiva mashkim, such as water or wine, milk, and things like that, so there's a din, you have to wash your hands before it. So we're about to do a tevila, so about to dip the karpas in the salt water, and therefore you should wash your hands before doing so, but there is no bracha that's recited. One second. So there ends up being a discussion here. Nowadays, many people use forks. So you take the potato or whatever you're using, and you pick up the fork, and you put it in. So point out in the footnote here that that din, according to many poskim, you don't need a netila when you're not using your hands. So it brought down here from Rav Sternbach that we should be careful, Leil Seder, not to use a fork, but rather to use our hands, so we are b'chayev in a tila there. So you should really pick out the potato with your hands, even though it might not be the best manners, but that night of Leil Seder, you should dafka use your hand to ensure that there is a requirement for a netila.
And dip with your hand too?
What?
And dip with your hand too?
You take the potato, your fingers don't have to go in the salt water, but it might be hard to avoid that. But the idea is that you're holding the potato, and the potato is at least somewhat dipped into the salt water. Okay. Also, the Chazish points out that after the netila, a person shouldn't speak either. Sometimes people think since there's no bracha, you're allowed to speak. No, the netila is supposed to be right before you eat. So you shouldn't really say, have the potato ready, and then wash your hands, and pick up the potato or whatever you're using, and dip it in. But you really shouldn't speak in between. Okay. Then the Mechaber writes, again, Nota yadav l'tzorach tiba rishon v'le yivarech al netila v'yikach me'akarpas Pachos mi kezayis. You're supposed to take less than a kezayis of karpas. Umatbilo bechomet, and you put it in vinegar or for us salt water for the most part. Umivarach bori pri adama va'ocha. You say a bracha and you eat it. And then the Mechaber writes on top here. Second here. This is a long Mechaber here. Let's just take a pause and let me read the Mishnah Berurah here. Then we'll pick up tomorrow night the rest of it. Ve'einu mivarach achrav. You don't say a bracha achrona. So the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkata Nun Gimel, Pachos mikazayas. You should have less than a kazayas of the karpas, a small potato, a celery, whatever you're eating. The fish of a kazayas, yesh safek bebrach achrona imivarach osa olo. Because if you do have a kazayis, so the question is, should you say bracha achrona, or no, you shouldn't, because you're going to lead into the meal now, and you should wait till benching afterwards, which is going to cover your karpas. So it's a safek. So better have less than a kazayis, so you know for sure there's no need for bracha achrona now. Alkein, therefore, tov yoser, it's better. Sheyochal pachas mekazayis shelo yehe bo chiyuv klal luchuy amos. So there is, everyone agrees, there would not be any obligation, even misafek, of saying a bracha achrona. Now, according to this, is another issue. If when it comes to a birya, person has an entire food, a whole grape, let's say. And the grape, let's say, is less than a kazayis. It is less than a kazayis. There's a suffix, whether you say bracha achrona, when you have an entire grape, an entire something, even though it's small, that might warrant its own bracha achrona. So therefore, a person, whatever they're eating, I'm not sure if any of the things used for karpas could be birya, its own self-contained item, and less than kazayis.
You've seen those small potatoes, have you?
Not really small
ones. Little red potatoes.
Yeah, I guess you could have a potato like that. That could be a situation where it's less than a kazayis, but still its own birya, in which case it might require bracha achrona. So therefore, make sure you have a broken piece of whatever vegetable you're choosing for your karpas. Okay, then let's read just the two more Mishnah Berurahs here. That sifkat the nun dalad bechometz o b'yayin o b'mei melach. Our practice is to have salt water. I never heard anybody doing other things nowadays, but who knows? But according to this, you could use vinegar or wine. Whatever you use, the whole point is it should not be charosis. That's the whole goal. Ki charosis ain't ella litibul sheni shemetabel hamar becharosis. The charosis is laid for the second dipping later on during the seder, and then mevarach bori pri adama says adama, and there's machlokas whether you should lean or not lean. So they bring down here that the chida paskin not to lean, and that's how Ben Yishchai paskin not to lean during karpas, and that's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says not to lean. From Nassim Kirel, it's paskin not to lean. All these people paskin not to lean, but he brings down from Abu Draham, one of the Rishonim, and the Kitta Shulchan Aruch, and Rav Chaim Brisk, and the Brisk Rav, many others who paskin that one. Even though you don't have to, it's better to eat it anyway. So you don't lose anything by leaning. So that's the again the sources of whether you should lean or not. Either way, you're not going wrong, whatever you do. I know there's different Haggadahs say different things, probably. Many say the different customs. And then just finally, in the Mishnah Berurah, the Chavein Liftor, this is key. The Chavein Liftor Bebracha Zu Gam Hamarur V'Shiyoch Acharkach. The whole idea of eating karpas is to say the Adama for the Mara later on, because we don't know the Mara we eat after Hamotzi. So we don't know if that was covered by the Motzi or it's viewed as something independent from the meal. So by saying an Adama early in the Seder on the Karpas, that covers the Maror afterwards. So if you don't have Kavana, you really lost the whole, we've missed the whole purpose here. So have that Kavana in mind. Okay, so we'll stop here. We're in the middle of Sif Vabo. We'll pick up Imrit Hashem tomorrow night then.